Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your right hand and say, I enter into my harvest in this season, in the name of Jesus. Whatever I have sown this year, I reap in multiple fold. I enter into my harvest. 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 In this season, I enter into my harvest. Everything I have sown, everything I have worked for, that I will not be rewarded for, I enter into my reward. In the name of Jesus, it's my harvest season. It's the harvest time. I enter into my harvest. I enter into my harvest. I enter into my harvest. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands and say, it's my season of harvest. My hands shall not be empty. In the name of Jesus, it's my season of harvest. My hands shall not be empty. My hands shall not be empty. My account shall not be empty. It's my season of harvest. It's my season of harvest. It's my season of harvest. Let my investment yield great result. Let my investment yield great result. Let my work be rewarded. Let my labor come with profit. It's my time of harvest. It's my time of harvest. My hands shall not be empty. My investment yield great result. My hands shall not be empty. In the name of Jesus. Say, I enter into bountiful, unquantifiable harvest. In this season. Bountiful. It cannot be quantified. My season of harvest is here. My harvest cannot be quantified. In the name of Jesus. Do great and mighty things for me and through me. It's my time of harvest. It's my season of harvest. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There will not be a ceiling upon your harvest. Say amen. Let me hear you. There will be no ceiling on your harvest. Lift your hands up. Let's pray. Let me pray for you. Whatever is placing a limitation of your, on your harvest, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Harvest without limit. Harvest without ceiling. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Harvest without limit. Harvest without ceiling. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Harvest without ceiling. Harvest without limit. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Pray with me. Say, my harvest shall come complete. My harvest shall come full. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? My harvest shall come complete. Free, complete and full. My harvest shall be complete and full. Complete and full. Complete and full. Complete and full. My harvest shall not be tampered with. 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 My harvest shall be full. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every conspiracy against my harvest, let the conspiracy be arrested. In the name, can you pray for yourself? Every conspiracy against my harvest, every warfare against my harvest, is my time of reward. It's my time of harvest. Every gang up, every conspiracy against my harvest, let the conspiracy be destroyed. Let the conspiracy be destroyed. Let the conspiracy be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, your harvest will arrive on time. Say amen. Let me hear you. Your harvest will arrive in time. in the name of Jesus. Your heart desire will not come when you no longer need them. In the name of Jesus. You know, one of the things that frustrates me most about life is that almost everything I wanted when I was young, now that I have enough money to get it, I can't use them anymore. You know, you want to eat some kind of meat, some when you were young, adult will be eating, you will sit down like this. You will be looking at them. Now that you can eat any kind of meat you want, they are telling you, and don't eat this, don't eat that. Don't. Me, I just sit and say, I beg, I don't eat them when I'm young, I must eat them now. I don't know what this life says. When your kids are at home, maybe you have like 5, 4, you need a duplex. You can't afford it at that time. You can only afford 2 bedroom. When your kids are leaving home, you are now building big one. By the time you finish building, they have gone. You are there alone. What kind of life is this? You have not thought about it before. You are thinking about it. Our harvest must arrive in time and on time. Lift your 2 hands up. Say, the blessing of God for my life shall not come when I no longer need them. My harvest must arrive on time. 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 My harvest must arrive, must arrive. My harvest must arrive on time. My harvest must arrive on time. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Lift your right hand up in anger. Let's pray together. Say, I come against every force. Say, every power to sow but not to reap. I come against that syndrome. In the name of Jesus, anything that makes me to sow and not to reap, I come against them. 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 Anything that makes me to sow. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, whenever you feel melancholy, maybe you should read the Ecclesiastes or you should not read it. You toil. Is that to even eat food is a gift of God. We are going to pray against every force that makes us to reap but cannot enjoy what we reap. Can we pray together? Say, we come by the blood of Jesus. Against every power, any forces, any syndrome, any circumstance that makes us to reap without enjoying the works of our hands, without enjoying what we reap, that makes us to reap without enjoying them. We come against them. We come against in this harvest season, whatever makes me to reap and not enjoy, the Lord rebuke you. I come against them. I come against them. I come against them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we pray that prayer again? My harvest shall come complete and full. Pray, say, pray, pray with me. Let my blessed words together. My harvest shall be complete. My harvest shall be full. My harvest shall be complete. My harvest shall be full. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will not go against your helpers in the time of your harvest. In the name of Jesus. And listen to me. Helpers in the time of harvest might not look like who you are looking for. If you have a great harvest, you need people to help you carry it. They are not big men. They are small people. If they don't carry it, your harvest will be destroyed. Because some of you Nigerians, you see this class system. Many people in this church, many people in Nigeria, if you were a layman, you will not have the miracle. Because your house girl will be somebody you don't talk to. It was the house girl that told them this. Some people don't even talk to their friends. You know, some people, they are moody. 3 days, they talk to you. Another 3 weeks, they don't talk to you. Let me explain. It is your family member that knows that is how you behave. Outsiders will think you are a madman. 3 days, you talk to people. 3 weeks, you don't talk. Another one day, you are smiling. Hey! For 3 weeks, everybody is smiling at you. You are smart. Harvest season, you are frowning. frowning at little people that can help you. Your friends, you are not picking their call. Then later you call, hello, hello, hello. You now behave as if nothing happened. You think the world was created for you alone. And the world revolves around you alone. Keep being moody. Keep behaving as if you are the only one that has problem or not. Keep behaving that way. Soon all your friends have abandoned you. You are left alone. I don't know. Everybody is against me. Pastor, pray for me. I think as my star is rising, everybody is rising. Your star is not rising. It is dimming. By your character, your star is dimming. You have become moody, 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 moody. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I pray for you. May the Lord deliver you. In the name of Jesus, may you not look down on your helpers. In the name of Jesus, may your helpers not run away from you because of your character. Ah, is that prayer correct? They will run away because of your character. Go and change your character. The world does not revolve around you. Don't think you do any of this today and tomorrow everybody will be there for you. It's not everybody that is pastor. It's not everybody that is pastor. You can do that to your pastor. He doesn't have an option. Be there for you. Don't let your helpers run away from you. I pray for you, for everyone here. You will not miss it on the day of your harvest. In the name of Jesus. You will not miss it on the day of your harvest. You will not miss it on the day of your harvest. In the name of Jesus. I have a dear daughter, very dear to me. The only problem she has in her life is mood swing. Mood swing. Mood swing. Before she got married, I was warning her. Warning her. Warning her. Warning her. Don't use mood swing to send your in-laws away. Be constant. Every hormonal imbalance, or I don't know what it is, because it can come from, is it hereditary, hormonal balance, whatever, that is making you to mess up, that the devil is using, activating in the season of your help. May the Lord regulate those things for you. In the name of Jesus, bow down your head, ask God, help me. May I not send helpers away by myself. May I not send helpers away by myself. We thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Have your seat. God bless you. In mathematics or in life, there are things we call first principles. I believe if you are learning mathematics, the first operators you will be taught are four operators. And they are what? That's in arithmetic. Okay. He even told me that's not math. It's arithmetic. So arithmetic is the first principle of mathematics. So let's go to arithmetic before we start going to algebra and all those things. Okay, so they tell you addition, mathematics, addition, multiplication, subtraction, division. And later they teach you board mass. And board mass is a principle by which you solve mass problem. Before you enter engineering maths that we did, this Schrodinger's equation that you don't know where it starts from and where it's ending, whether you are right or not. I know you understand what I'm talking about. Okay. Today, I want us to go to first principles. You need to understand what I want to teach you in the next 3 weeks for you to be able to say, I am a Christian. There are many people that are Christians that understand the complex things. Or they think they have understanding of the complex things. But they can't derive it from the first principle. If you are a math student, there are some things they tell you. They say derive from first principle. So you go back to square one and you take your arguments from there. Why we are called Christians is that everything we do depends on Christ. And it depends on Christ alone. You can be in church now for a long time, come to church for 1 year, and not hear any message about Christ. He said, I want to show you power. Say power. Receive power. Can I prophesy? Prophesy. Receive prophecy. We can do that for 5 years without hearing the name of Christ and who Christ is to us. So we need to go back to first principles. We need to go back and lay foundations. We need to go back, and when people ask you, what do you really believe about Christ? Who is Christ to you? You can boldly say some things about Christ. We have made Christianity all about our wants, our needs. And we are trying to provide solution for all those things without Christ being at the center of it. And everybody is guilty. I'm guilty also of this. But we need to all the time call ourselves back. Call ourselves back. Call ourselves back. Call ourselves back. And talk about Christ. In fact, many people don't even know anything about Christ. Many people don't know. If you go to Luke 24, Jesus said something. He said, everything in the law and the prophet and the Psalms were written about me. So, listen. So that means Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and so on. They are commentaries about Christ. Everything in the Bible is a commentary about Christ. When he said, thou shalt not commit adultery, it has its foundation and its basis in Christ. Everything is a commentary in Christ. And I'll put an enmity between your seed and the seed of a woman. You know, he will bruise your head. It is about Christ. Rahab put a scarlet ring, scarlet distin, through the window. And when we come, why was it red? It was the blood. It was what? A commentary about Christ. Jonah entered the fish 3 days. You come out after 3 nights. What was it? It is commentary about the resurrection. Everything is a commentary about Christ. If you don't understand the Bible that way, you'll be beaten about the bush. Everything about the Bible is about Christ. And they call you Christian so that everything about you will be about Christ. So this thing that I know good agree. For me, as for me, you know, I've told you when we do Bible interpretation, you don't have the right to, you know, we just come to Bible study. John 3:16, what do you think about me? As for me, I think, now Bible is interpreted. It is not about what you think. If I write you a letter, I have a reason why I wrote you the letter. Nobody can come and say, as for me, what I think is writing, what it means is this. You go back to the one that wrote the letter and ask him, what were you writing? So what they told you that my truth can be different from your truth is a lie. There is one truth. Somebody said, if you put 6, it's showing 9. At the other side, it's showing 6. It's your perspective. I said, no. Ask the one who put it. What he put. Is it 9 or 6? But all of you are sharing it. You are sharing it. It's your perspective. It's your perspective. So it is your perspective that brought us now to where we are. Where they say in America, in Europe, when you born a child, you don't determine whether he's male or female. When he grows up, he will, from his perspective, now tell us whether he's a male or a female. We started in ourselves. They say, all truth are not equal. Your truth is not my truth. Not lie. There are different perspectives, but there is one truth. Ask the one that put the figure there, whether it's 6 or 9. Don't interpret what you don't understand. Are we in church? I'm passionate about this. Very passionate about Christology. Knowing Christ as the foundation of everything that we do. Can I even say Christ alone? Say that again, let me hear you. Say not me. Say not my pastor. Say not situations. Say not circumstances. Say Christ alone. Say that again. Say Christ alone. Today, I want us to look at Christ alone as the basis of salvation. Christ alone as the basis of salvation. Because of our time, I will jump a little. But say with me. Say, lift your right hand. Say salvation is based on scriptures alone, by grace alone, through Christ alone, by faith alone, to the glory of God alone. That alone in Latin or Greek is sola. And that's why we say 5 solas. Sola scripture, sola Christ, sola faith. So what we are saying
is that when it comes to salvation, remember five things. Anything outside those five things is an error. Salvation is based on what the Bible, the scripture alone says, not the tradition of your church or the feeling of your pastor or the prophetic of your pastor. Salvation is based on what only the Bible says, scripture alone. Salvation is based on grace alone. There is no work added to it. There is no work added to it before you are saved. There is no work added to it after you are saved. There is no work added to it when you get to heaven. Let me explain that. Some of us believe this, that for you to be saved, you need to give your life to Christ and you'll be saved. That's what the Bible teaches. But where the controversy enters is that many of us believe that after we are saved, we need to do some things in addition to Christ for us to maintain that salvation. You can't maintain your salvation because you did not get it yourself. It is by grace alone. It is only by faith alone. From scripture alone, by grace alone, by faith alone, through Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. If it is the glory of a pastor, glory of another person, you have missed salvation. Can you say with me, say scripture alone? I didn't hear you say scripture alone. Say grace alone. Say faith alone. Say Christ alone. Say to the glory of God alone. Yeah, let's go. I want to ask you 10 years time and you know it. Let's go again. Say scripture alone. Grace alone. Say Christ alone. Say faith alone. To the glory of God alone. I think it's on the screen. Read it. Let's go again. Let's go again. Salvation is based on scripture alone. Grace alone. Christ alone. Faith alone. To the glory of God alone. John 14, 6. Christ alone. When it comes to salvation. John 14, 6. You have everything with you. John 14, 6. Can the whole church read? We'll be reading scripture. Let's go. Want to go. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father. Hello, listen to me. Listen. Very clear. I stay in Ushava. If you want to come and see me in Ushava, you will pass through Tifa Garage. You will pass through SEC Junction before you get to my house. But you know there are a lot of hold-ups on the way nowadays. In fact, I left home very early this morning so that I will not be stuck in the hold-up. You now wake up one day and I say, I give you a visit to my house. You now sit and say, how can my pastor, Pastor Abiodun Aribike, a man of God, be living in Ushafa? My pastor is living in Metama. So instead of you coming to Shafa to see me, you took a place and you went to Metama. Or you wake up and say, one road does not lead to market now. Plenty roads lead to market. I am the one that lives in Ushafa. I am the one that have given you description of my house. Some of you, after giving you description, you decided that you are tech savvy. So you want to use Google Map. Have you used Google Map before? And Google Map has Googled you. Okay, so you decided to use Google Map outside my instruction of how to get to my house. Look at the screen. Read with me. Let's go. And Jesus said to me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Look at that. No one gets to my house in Ushafa except they follow the description I give them. No one makes it to heaven except through that description. And that description is Christ. If you like, go and do many places, enter the market. Go and say, my pastor will be in, Asokoro, Aso Drive. Your assumptions does not change the word of God. And you know sometimes, how about people in Saudi Arabia? You are in Nigeria. Bother about yourself first. Jesus is the only way. Can I tell you this? Nobody in his right senses will make the claims of Jesus without a proof of it. Did you remember many things? He said, I am the resurrection, I am the life. I am the Father, I want. It is only a madman that will say the things Jesus said if the person is not sure of himself. Go and check any prophet that have come or will come after. All of them, while they are going, they'll be asking you to pray for them. Till now, some people still pray for their prophet. We don't pray for anybody because we know where he is. Seated at the right hand of a father. And that's where we want to go to. And he's saying, I am the way there. What is your own business? And say, let God bother about salvation of the world. Bother about your own salvation. And in salvation, Christ alone is the way. Do we understand that, sir? Can I even say Christ alone is the way? Sir, I don't have to prove it. Prove to me that pastor's house is in Ushafa. He told me his house is in Ushafa. And I went there one day. This description, I got there. That is what you are doing. You want to prove what you know, what I know, where I have been to in Ushaba, in pastor's house. You want me to prove it for you? Me that I've gone there and come back. You want me? Okay, sit down. I don't have any time to prove. Accept it or not. Now your business. I've gone to Ushaba many times and I brought back goodies. Do you have to tell me, prove to me healing is real? I don't need to prove it. I've been healed very hard time. In fact, I'm not working healing again. I'm working in divine health. I don't need to prove it. I'm not in the business of proving anything to anybody anymore. Because the fact and the truth of the gospel are clear for everybody to see. Do you understand? Stop this argument. We don't need it. Your power, your life will always prove it. Not by your argument. Can I even say Jesus the only way? Hello, say that. Let me hear you. Say that. Let me hear you. So you will get to Twitter and there will be many people asking you various questions. I look at it. I laugh. I don't have time to argue with ignorant people. You know, in this generation, if you are an African, you are growing up, a young Nigerian growing up, for you to have followership, start behaving like an atheist. Start behaving like an atheist. Start asking some controversial questions. They would say, I like that man. The man is not religious. Beware. Jesus is the only way. Say Christ alone. Let me hear you. John 10, 7 to 9. Let's read together. Then Jesus said to them again. Are we in church? Okay, Jesus said to them again, most assured, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Let's continue. All whoever came before me are what? Thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Verse 10. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find. No prophet of any religion has ever said it, that if you enter through me, they give you laws, they give you rules. Salvation is Jesus. It can only be gotten through Christ. So listen. So the doorway to heaven is a man. Open the door of heaven. You are asking Jesus to come. The doorway of heaven is not a physical thing. It's a man. And the name of that man is Jesus. That is why when we need things from heaven, we pray in the name of Jesus. Because he's a doorway to everything that heaven can make available. Do you understand, sir? Look at that place. The last part, he said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And not saved alone. He will be saved and
and go in and do what? And do what? And find what is pasture. That your desire. Your deliverance can be pasture. Healing can be pasture. The prosperity can be pasture. That opportunity can be pasture. No wonder he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things. And Jesus is the door. The door. The only door to the kingdom. Jesus. Can I say Christ alone? Please help me place in Christ alone. Don't be playing it. Can I say Christ alone? Ephesians 2:18. If we don't get these things, other scriptures don't work well. Because these are the first principle that they are all based on. If you don't know that it is through Jesus that you enter to get the pastor, you just pray, I am healed in the name, but you don't know the basis of that healing. The basis is Jesus is the door that opens up to it. The basis that Jesus is the one who shed his blood that brings the healing. If you don't understand Christ, you can't understand how to get the benefits. Have we seen, church? Say Christ alone. Do you believe that? Ask somebody, do you believe that? Because some people, they are still sending you some things from the village. They are still sending you things from the village. I said, Pastor, my mommy sent me this. Should I use it? Should I not use it? It's because you don't understand Christ alone. If Christ is not enough, nothing can be good for you. Sir, are we here? Say Christ alone if you believe that. Okay, let's go. For through him, we both have access by one spirit. The Father that created the heavens and earth, there is only one access to him. One access. And what is the name of our access? Jesus Christ. Through him, we have one access. We have one access. 21 days of fasting without understanding of Christ. The door will not open. It is not fasting that opens the door. It's Christ that opens the door. Your fasting makes you weak so that your spirit will be strong to access Christ that opens the door. There is only one master key. His name is Jesus. He is the access. Jesus, you are the way, you are the door, you are our access. We thank you. You are the way, you are the door, you are our access. We thank you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue. I have like 5 minutes, 5-8 minutes to leave this place. John 20:31. Jesus is the only way. Life is life, 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 life. But these things, let's reach God. I want to go. But these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have what? Yeshua HaMashiach is the anointed one. Even our cousins are waiting for him to come. Because it is in their religious book that when he comes, the world went. In fact, some people are causing problems because in their religious book, they know that before Christ comes, there will be commotion, pandemonium everywhere in the world, and then Christ will come. Because they want to force their Messiah to come, they are causing commotion everywhere so that he will come. Many people don't understand the religious, spiritual background to many of the things that is happening in the world. He is. The Bible is written so that you will know that in Christ you have life.
And that life I've taught in the past is called Zoe. And Zoe is the God kind of life. So I look at myself. The thing that makes me ordinary is the body that I carry. I am not ordinary. You have life in Christ. Hello, did you hear me say, I have life in Christ? Look at the last part. And that believing, and that believing, and that believing, you may have life in His name, and that believing. Then you know there are many people that are called believers that have no belief. Not a single faith. John 11:25. Life, life, life. Life, 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 life. Read with me. Let's go slowly. And Jesus said to since you were born and you have been reading and you have been hearing people talk, have you ever heard anybody say, I am life, I am resurrection? Have you heard it before? You cannot hear it. No one hears it. In fact, when he died, some people were laughing. See, me, he said his resurrection and his life. 3 days after, he came. And he's alive forevermore. If his resurrection and life and he lives in you, what makes you think anything that concerns you can die? Look at the screen. Okay, let's read that. I am the resurrection. Are you reading? We are in school. Oh, yeah, read. I am the resurrection. And let's go. He who believes in me, though he may die. If you believe in God, even if something has died, we can bring it back to life. Understanding Jesus is the foundation of all this. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his heart. Till he returns and calls me home. Here in the power of Christ. Give me verse 26. Give me verse 26. Give me verse 26. We need to understand Christ. We are Christians without Christ. Christians without knowledge about Christ. And because of lack of that knowledge, circumstances are just yearing us, treating us anyhow. Bros, give 25, put 25 and 26 together for me. I want them to see something. Put 25 and, okay, let's do that. I am, and he said to him, to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He believes me, though he that second part, let's go. Believes and believes in me shall. I cannot die. I will only be translated and change my position. And look at where he ended it. Look at the last sentence. What did he say? The problem is you don't believe it. That's why it's not working. That is the problem. That is the problem. Do you believe this? Help me ask somebody. Do you believe this? If people don't answer, it's good for this class. Because you need to think it through. Look at your life and say, have I really acted as if I believe this? Sir, ma, the difference between where you are and where you want to get to is Christ and what you believe about him. He is life. Jesus is life. In the name of Jesus. Let's jump. Acts 4:12. There are claims in the Bible that nobody can make. No religion makes it. It's only Christianity that makes it. John, Acts 4, 12. Oh yeah, let's go. Let's read together. One, two, go. In any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be.
Remember, I'm talking about Christ in relationship to salvation. No other name.
See, there's no religion on earth where people are in trouble and they call the name of their prophet except Christianity. Go and check it.
Have you ever seen anybody in problem and say, Orumilao, Budao?
It is only Christianity that when we are in trouble, we call Jesus. Why? When they gave back to him, they gave him the name Jesus, for he will save his people. And Jesus means God, our salvation. So whenever you need to be saved from anything, you call Jesus. And then he delivers, he saves, he makes the way. Because that is his name.
Look at the screen. Read with me again. One, two, go. Salvation in any other.
For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must.
Is the only door, is the only way, is the only access, is the only life, and there is no other.
He has the only name. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names
fade away.
Jesus, let all the other names. Jesus,
you know, I keep Google is your friend. Go and Google everything I'm telling you. Look for any other person that is making this claim, any other religion that is making this claim, and then you see some buffoons online or whatever, they throw some questions and then you are shaky. Why are you shaking? Are you the one that made this clip? If you don't know, say you don't know. Go ahead. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. The judgment day is coming. Every knee must bow. Every tongue will confess.
We are not ready to prove anything to anybody. Accept it or not. It's your business. First John 2. 1 and 2. 1 John 2, 1 and 2.
I love this. Let's go. Let's reach God. I want to go. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father who is in person. Every other religion, if a man sins, they tell you what to do. Kill 10 fowls. Walk. Have you seen people walking on fire? You have never seen it before. Fire. They are walking on it. Why? They want to atone for sin. People go on pilgrimage. Why? They believe at a certain place when they pray, they can be atoned for sin. Some people are stoning objects. All because of sin.
But look at this. My little children. You don't need to go on pilgrimage for your sins. You don't need to step on fire for your sin. You don't need to do 100 days fasting for your sin. You don't need to hit your head on the wall for your sin. You don't need to stab yourself in religious practice for your sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the big English, don't come. Propi. And people know they create the game. Propitate. What does he mean? He's the only one that appease. Propitation. The propitate is the one that appease. The one. Jesus is the only one that can appease. Jesus is the only one that can appease for our sins. And not for us only, but also for who? The whole world. If they believe and they accept. No other name. No other advocate. no other propitiation, no other mediator. There's only one. Jesus. Ask somebody, do you believe this? Only one. You know what? You will rise and fall based on what I've taught you today. Based on what I've taught you today, will decide hell or heaven. Based on what I've taught you today, will decide whether you will be delivered or not be delivered. Based on what I've taught you today, will decide whether you will have life or not have life. You will rise and fall based on it. Listen to me. No matter whatever you have ever done in life, if you have not appropriated this, you are not a Christian. Your name can be, I wanted to use one example. I now saw the person in church. So your name can be Naomi. In fact, your name can be Mary, the mother of Jesus. It is not by name. Delivered thou this. Have you accepted this? Romans 10, 8 to 10. We close with that. Romans 10, 8 to 10. Look at the screen. But what? Let's go. Want to go? But what does he say? The word is where? Is near you, aha. The word is in your mouth, aha. The word of faith, which we. Okay, look at verse 9. Let's go together. Let's go. That if you will confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Look at verse 10. 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 You, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And with mouth confession is made. You can be choir master. You can be prayer warrior. If Romans 8, 10, 9 to 10 has now happened in your life, you are moving towards Lokoja when you are supposed to move towards Kaduna. You must settle it. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. And confess with your mouth. If you have never done that, you are going nowhere. Let nobody deceive you. If you like, build 100 churches. If you have never done this, you're on your way nowhere. If you like, hit your head. If you like, clean the whole church. If you like, give the highest offering. If you don't believe in your heart and you have not confessed with your mouth, you are not a Christian. Heaven does not know you. Let's make it right. But I heard. You have opportunity to say, brother, say, ah, I've been in this church for a very long time. If I don't lead prayer many times, make them know, say, I'm the reason for all that call now. What do people think about you? You don't matter. It's Christ alone. They don't matter. It's Christ alone. 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 You are here, you want to give Jesus, accept Jesus in your life, so that he alone that is your his salvation, he alone that is your savior, will save you. You have the word, the world, no beating about the bush, so that he alone will make a way for you. Boldly lift your right hand up wherever you are. Lift your right hand up wherever you are. Lift your right hand up wherever you are. 30 more seconds. Stop looking around. You are lifting your head up to see. To see. Wherever you are, lift your right hand up. We thank you. Put your hand down. We thank you. We glorify your name. Heavenly Father, you said anyone that comes to you, you will in no wise cast out.
Our people have heard your word. They have responded in faith. You are the way, you are the door, you are the access. By this decision, heaven is rejoicing. And we ask that you give them access to everything that Jesus represents. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, if you have been given a card, please, somebody is at the back waving at you. Ushers, counselors, please help me touch them, take them to the back. And let's minister to them. Can we do that quickly? Just stand up, go, just go to the back. All heads bow. All heads bow. Second thing I want us all to pray about with our hands lifted up. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. Jesus Christ, let me experience who you are. Like, can you pray for yourself? Jesus Christ, let me experience who you are. Jesus Christ, give me an experience of who you are. We give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.